Track 10, Making Plans for the Future. On the last track, we discussed hope. The three factors affecting hope are myths about cancer, type of cancer, and intuitive feelings. On this track, we will discuss making plans for the future as a technique for restoring hope. I find that there are three reasons for making plans for the future. Three reasons for making plans for the future are: it's fun. Making plans for the future counteracts the giving up instruction clients may have unconsciously been giving the body, and clients may be instructing the body to do everything it can to be around when the day comes, and there's precedent that the body may comply with these instructions. I stated to Jeremy, if you are not making plans for the future, it may be because you don't see any future. You may have unconsciously given up because you unconsciously believe that there is no chance of recovery. If you believe that, you may, without meaning to, be instructing your body not to work so hard, that no matter what it does, it won't make a difference. Jeremy thought about it. I felt that Jeremy may have resigned himself to the fact that there is no way he could recover from his cancer. I stated to Jeremy, there are some steps you can take. I could suggest that you merely change your mindset, but how realistic is that? But I do know a trick. The trick is to make plans for the future. There are at least three reasons for consciously making plans for a trip 2 years from now, or for how you will spend the next several New Year's days, or be around to see all of your children have children. First, making plans is fun. Second, making plans for the future counteracts the giving up instruction you may have unconsciously been giving your body. I find this to be an interesting and convoluted concept. For example, let's assume Jeremy had in fact unconsciously given up hope. Based on all the facts he knows and the myths he believes, Jeremy may be convinced that there is no hope. Do you agree that it is difficult, if not impossible, for Jeremy to just turn around and tell himself that there is at least a chance for recovery? However, if Jeremy starts to plan for the future, he bypasses the myths and beliefs and takes action by giving orders to his psyche. Therefore, it is as if those myths and beliefs were no longer controlling him. Jeremy's psyche may deal with the concept of future plans without reference to the unpleasant myths and beliefs. I continued stating to Jeremy, the third reason to make plans for the future is that you may be instructing your body to do everything it can to be around when that day comes, and there's precedence that your body may comply with those instructions. Jeremy was skeptical. He stated, are you trying to tell me that I can will myself healthy? How might you have responded to Jeremy? I stated, I have treated clients with limited prognoses who outlived their prognosis so that they could attend a wedding, a graduation, or see a grandchild. Why did that happen? How did those people extend their lives by sheer force of will? Cynics hold that they would have lived that long no matter what they did, and maybe in some cases that's true. But I have spoken with several professionals, including medical doctors, who believe that there was a real possibility that those people instructed their bodies to survive until that date, and their bodies complied. Perhaps you can give your body the same instructions. Think of your Jeremy. Could he or she be motivated by making plans for the future? I also stated to Jeremy, make many and continuing plans for the future, not just one. That's exactly what you did when you were well. Don't stop now. On this track, we discussed making plans for the future as a technique for restoring hope. I find that there are three reasons for making plans for the future. Three reasons for making plans for the future are: it's fun. Making plans for the future counteracts the giving up instruction clients may have unconsciously been giving their bodies. And clients may be instructing the body to do everything it can to be around when that day comes, and there's precedent that the body may comply with those instructions. On the next track, we will discuss breaking the news. Techniques for breaking the news will include timing, delegation, and methods for telling children. Question 10. What are three reasons for making plans for the future?